You build and sustain the brand. Whether you work in management, accounting, manufacturing, customer service, sales, marketing, or any other department in an organization, you need to understand how branding differs from marketing and advertising. That's because regardless of what your job is, you, not marketing and not advertising, build and sustain the brand. Once you understand how branding is a different animal from marketing and advertising, you'll understand why this book is for you. You'll see how important it is for you to be concerned about your company's brand and what your role is in creating and sustaining it. Suppose you work in manufacturing and your job is to sit at a station and assemble a product. Because you have absolutely no contact with customers and you're not involved in marketing, you might think that your work has nothing to do with your employer's brand. Therefore, you might mistakenly think this book isn't for you. But consider the following scenario. Imagine that the product you manufacture has a flaw in it. It goes to the store, and the salesperson who doesn't know about the flaw is busy selling it. She's advocating on behalf of the product, which people know about because of the company's wonderful advertising. From advertising to sales pitch, the brand promise has been made. What happens to the brand when the customer learns about the flaw? It tanks. You, as part of the manufacturing and brand building process, fell short. Because of this, in the mind of the customer, the advertising was false, and a salesperson was dishonest. The brand is damaged. Or suppose you work in accounting. You might also conclude that this book isn't for you. After all, you're internal. As such, you think you have nothing to do with the brand building process. But this is another mistaken conclusion. Imagine this scenario. A vendor calls asking for clarification on an invoice. You happen to be very busy that day. Because you don't consider your role as important to the brand building process, you treat the call as an intrusion, as insignificant. In the mind of the vendor, however, you represent your company and you are the brand. He tells friends and colleagues about his negative experience with your company. You've just damaged your company's brand. This book will show you that whatever it is you do, you impact your brand. So it's crucial that you learn about my new brand paradigm. Professionals and laypersons alike often don't properly distinguish between advertising, marketing, and branding. They think they are synonymous terms for a single function. The result, ultimately, is misapplication. People think they develop brands through advertising or that their brand is simply the product or service for sale in the marketplace. This chapter is designed to dispel these mistaken ideas by defining what advertising, marketing, and branding are, and by clarifying the relationships to one another. By the end of this chapter, you'll have a working knowledge of each of these three concepts, both in their common usage and as I believe they should be understood. In Chapter 2, I focus exclusively on defining the concept of branding in a way that has not previously been articulated. Advertising as awareness. Most people focus on advertising as the single most important feature of both branding and marketing. It's understandable to think that advertising is the most important feature of a business's brand, given the fact that most of us are bombarded with advertising. A good ad makes consumers aware of a product or service, but it also makes the item attractive in order to compel them to seek it out. Advertisers have gone so far as to promote the idea that the product or service is so iconic that it generates a culture. Coca-Cola's Coke is it, Nike's Just Do It, to which the consumer should want to belong. But at the end of the day, the function of advertising is simply to create brand awareness and hopefully drive customers to your place of business. No matter how flashy, savvy, sophisticated, or manipulative an advertisement is, the best it can do is make consumers aware of a product or service and possibly move them to investigate or even make a purchase. Convincing a customer to make a purchase, however, doesn't mean you've created a brand. What it does do is give you an opportunity to create and build a brand.